God, with these gifts we acknowledge the abundance of life. We commit ourselves to your way of love, our resources to your way of hope, and our skills and gifts to your service. Receive these offerings and use them to your holy purpose. In Christ's name, amen. Christ has shown us that neither grief nor fear nor dilemma can separate us from you. When faced with those circumstances, help us to go forward, putting all our trust in that assurance. As we pray, God, remove the fear that makes us strident and vengeful. Take away the woolliness of thought that makes us sentimental. Give us eyes to see the world and all humanity as you see it. God, grant us the will to keep discerning your way and to follow it. We are grateful, God, for the blessing of home and family, the inspiration of friendship, the support of community, especially of this community of faith. Even as we celebrate these blessings, we remember those in our community who struggle at this time with illness, with conflict, abuse, grief, overwhelming burdens. Make us faithful companions of one another. Hear now our silent prayers for those on our hearts in particular ways today. Receive all who come and are brought to you in prayer, loving God, and in your love, answer. With people of faith throughout the world who share the Lenten journey, let us join in praying the prayer of Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our closing hymn this morning is 510. We have this ministry.
Thank you.
of the redeeming grace of Christ, the tender love of God, the strong companionship of the Spirit. Bless us, guide us, and enfold us as we go from here, that we may be part of God's transforming work of love. Amen.